Just 3 days before the hearing, a federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement team arrested 24 people in Wisconsin. Some activists believe the raid was designed to scare people away from the hearing. It was part of a six-state ICE operation that netted more than 200 undocumented immigrants. But ICE spokeswoman Gail Montenegro says it's ludicrous for anyone to suggest there was any connection between the raid and the hearing.
These operations take weeks, if not months, to put together. There were numerous ICE offices involved within a six-state area.
But activists note that similar raids took place last year, just before several immigrant rights rallies. At Monday night's hearing with Sheriff Dave Mahoney, activists like Teresa Tellez-Heron warned that the county's policy of cooperating with ICE will discourage people from contacting the police about immigrants who are committing crimes.
You're going to lose what we have built for 40 years in this community, which is a community that somehow trusts the police department and the sheriff department.
Despite dozens of people urging the sheriff to target only violent offenders when turning over names to ICE, Mahoney says he will continue with his current policy of reporting anyone who is booked into the county jail without valid immigration papers.
It's good public policy that law enforcement work together.
Mahoney told the opponents of that policy that if they don't like it, they would have to change national law. Activists say they are considering suing the county if the policy remains unchanged. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.